And it's a headline you may have missed earlier this month, given all that's going on with ISIS. But the U.S. military launched an airstrike in Somalia that is believed to have killed the leader of the Islamist militant group al-Shabaab. Ahmed Abdi Gadan is said to have been behind the attack last year at the Westgate Mall in Nairobi, Kenya, in which four men from al-Shabaab gunned down 67 people. They said the attack was in retaliation for Kenyan forces who were fighting in Somalia. The attack is the subject of a new HBO documentary called Terror at the Mall, which uses security camera footage and interviews with survivors to tell the story. It was a normal Saturday at the mall. There were thousands of people there when suddenly they found themselves in the middle of a terrorist attack.
Where do you hide in a supermarket? Anywhere you are, you're exposed. And I kept on thinking, why now? I can't believe this is happening while I have my baby with me.
Terror at the Mall airs on HBO tonight, and the director, Dan Reed, joins us from NPR in New York. And Dan, when I saw this film, my first reaction was just, wow, it is shocking to see this video.
Yeah, you know, the material itself, the surveillance camera footage that makes up a lot of the film, was really difficult to watch. These are images recorded by a machine, and yet what you're watching is the unfolding of an event that you can scarcely imagine. It's heartbreaking to watch the pictures that we then use to make a film which shows you many angles of this one terrorist attack in a confined space.
Remind us exactly what happened on that day.
You know, it was 12:30, it was lunchtime, people were just starting to sit down for lunch, people were there with their families. You know, Westgate Mall was a real hangout and a real cross-section of people from Nairobi, from your expatriates, your UN types, to the local Asian, you know, prosperous Asian community, to African Kenyans who'd come there. Nice shops full of, you know, international brands, and it was a busy place.
It looked just like a mall you would see in the United States.
It looked exactly like a mall you'd see in the United States or in the UK. Once you were inside the mall, you were in a different world. You weren't really in Africa anymore. You were what we think of as Africa. I mean, you were in that sort of international space, mall world or mall land. And suddenly into this, you know, benign environment burst four young Somali gunmen whose mission it was to kill as many people as possible in as short a time as possible.
And as that was happening, all of the people in the mall are fleeing and trying to take cover wherever they can. It's amazing, some of the video that you see in this film of people trying to crawl under tables, or eight people stashed underneath a kiosk in the middle of the mall.
Yeah. I mean, one of the really striking things about the footage was this moment of transition from normality to crisis. And it happens in less than a split second.
And I personally have never, thank goodness, seen anybody be shot or heard anyone get shot. But in this, you hear people talk about what that sounds like when it happens. We always see it on television and you hear the sound of that. But listen to this. This is the voice of someone who survived on the rooftop of the mall.
As they shot, you could hear the sound of the bullet thud into someone, the sound of the bullet going into flesh. It's like nothing you've ever heard.
It feels like somebody's being thumped, you know? And then they just drop.
And the incredible thing there, Dan, is that these people who are going through this incredibly traumatic experience are able to keep their wits about them and continue to try to survive this event.
Yeah, and in particular, I mean, it is striking to me that the women who were there with their children seemed to have, their reflexes seemed even more acute. Their minds were kind of switched to that survival mode. You know, we tell two really extraordinary stories about groups of people. One of the women, Amber, whose story is absolutely incredible, she ends up walking out of the mall.
Yeah.
A terrorist released her.
And you watch Amber walk out of the mall on video. It's incredible. After she's just been let go with her kids by the terrorists, you see her walk there with a shopping cart down through the center of the mall at a steady pace and leave. And we also hear her talk in the film about something incredible that happened after she had been hiding for more than an hour.
The terrorists had actually given them chocolate bars. You know, it's like they were trying to appease the children and explaining to them what they were doing and why they were doing it, and kept saying that we're not monsters. Here, have a chocolate.
What did you learn about these terrorists in the making of this film?
I found myself wondering for a long time who these boys were and what had made it possible for them to walk into such a crowded place and just start killing without hesitation. The clip you've just played and the moment when the terrorists start asking for forgiveness and giving Amber's children these candy bars, I think that decision to release people was the result of an instruction they had over the phone from their masters, their handlers in Somalia. So there's a kind of change of policy. But at the same time, what it did was to what the situation brought out was the kind of basic humanity, I suppose, of these boys who are just like, well, yeah, sorry, nothing personal. You know, we came here to kill Christians and Kenyans and now we're letting you guys go. And you know, really sorry about that. It's kind of not personal. It's part of a bigger, some kind of bigger conflict.
But they weren't just killing Christians and Kenyans, by the way. They were killing Muslims as well.
They were. I mean, in their initial onslaught, the gunmen killed absolutely anyone they could see. That included Muslims, that included, you know, women, children, people of every faith and every description. So it was indiscriminate to begin with. And then I think there was a further instruction, if you like, from their masters. And they were told to let Muslims go, to try and sort the Muslims from the other religions. It's interesting that one of the survivors described to me a moment when an altercation, a confrontation between one of the gunmen and a Muslim man who stood up out of, you know, the massive, writhing mass of people who'd been shot or who were trying to escape somehow on the rooftop and started taking the gunmen to task and saying, look, this is not Islam, this is not my faith. And they got into a huge row and eventually the gunmen just shot him dead.
Yeah. But do you see a difference between what they were doing and what any school shooter does in this country, just indiscriminate shooting of innocent people?
I think there are huge similarities between what happened at Westgate Mall and, say, you know, what happened at Columbine. And this also struck me about, you know, another project I did for HBO. This is, in fact, my third terror in film for HBO. The first was the story of 800 people who were taken hostage at a Moscow theater, musical theater,
right,
in 2002. And the second one was the story of the terrorist attacks on Mumbai in 2008.
Why have you done so many films about terror?
I'm intrigued by how people behave in extremists. I'm intrigued, you know, from watching so many movies when I was a kid, you know, how would I behave in that situation? How do people really behave?
And you see people behaving much more rationally than you might expect in this film.
You see people behaving incredibly rationally and you know, surprisingly self-possessed and surprisingly shrewd and calm. And, you know, you see other people who completely lose their bearings and you know, make mistakes which cost them their lives that were completely avoidable mistakes. And you see some people being incredibly selfish, literally, you know, stepping over other people. You see others who sacrifice their lives in an instant for a stranger. And to me, you know, this is all of human life is kind of written in these events.
Dan Reed directed and narrated the film Terror at the Mall. It's about last year's terrorist attack at the Westgate Mall in Nairobi, Kenya. It airs tonight on HBO. Dan Reed, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.